Hello, my good peoples. Right, good peoples. Welcome to another installment.
Yes.
This is the Artaino flying high with my co-host.
That's right, the love
and co-pilot.
DJ. The love DJ.
We are here navigating.
Hello, good peoples.
Navigating in the sea of time. Welcome. We're broadcasting.
Hope everybody's doing well.
From this little corner of the
That's
world
right.
called Hinase.
Hinase in the wonderful prefecture of Okayama in Japan.
Yes, a little corner.
That's right.
Little corner.
You know.
What's going on, DJ?
Yeah. Everything.
Another day, another dollar.
Week, right? It's been a busy week.
We've been.
A lot of things in the news.
A
the
trillion things.
Out and the G7
yeah,
summit.
Yeah.
All kind of crazy things happening
yeah,
on the news.
Yeah,
But anyway, we don't worry ourselves with all this trouble.
We'll lose more hair.
Lose more hair than
in
what
the wrong
we already
places.
Have. It's just us. We're focusing on ourselves.
That's right.
Hey, so what are we talking about today?
Trying to maintain that
Talk
figure.
To me.
I want to stay
Talk
in shape.
Me.
I want to stay in shape. You know, barrels yeah. barrels have a
we
shape
last
too.
Last time we said round is a shape too. People want to be stiff, man. If we talk about six packs, it's overrated.
That's right.
Okay?
That's right.
I don't do
cooler
six packs.
Boxes.
I've got a cooler box. Okay, you can squeeze much more inside of a cooler box. I'm telling you right now.
That's right.
Little butt belly.
A little bit. Yeah, just a lot more to love, as they say.
Hold on to
Today
it.
Today we got something yeah. special for everybody. Thank you for tuning in.
Yeah, that's right.
As people. Always mm-hmm. to our Buena Vista FM
that's right.
community. So
that's
thank
right,
you
right,
all.
That's right.
So today, what we have today, oh my goodness,
yeah,
you need to
strap
your boots. We're gonna go
deep. Strapping them boots.
We're going deep today.
That's where I get
the Mortification Nation.
Oh,
have you ever been mortified about something?
You know, that's a big word, right?
Oh my goodness.
Wait, you have a dictionary?
Yeah.
I gotta look this
good
thing
luck.
Up.
Do your thing.
The motive.
Mortification. Mortified.
Yeah. That nation, yeah.
That one, too.
The mortification nation.
Have you ever been mortified? Have you ever been ashamed? Have you ever been embarrassed? Have you, like, when you see somebody standing there, it's like, he just had the deer in the headlights situation. Like,
I think if we can't...
Mortified.
Life, we can't take life too serious. I think humor is such an important part
needs
of
to be
our
part
existence.
Of the mix. It needs to be
part of the mix.
For us to if deal you, and cope with the yeah. realities that we face every day.
Every time. If you can't laugh at yourself, then you've lost the game plan, what it's all about. Life, although we take ourselves seriously sometimes, you know, you need to laugh at yourself. Sometimes life presents you with embarrassing moments and you laugh out loud, LOL.
As they say, you got to get that stick out your thoughts.
You know what? Here's something very interesting. Now that we talk about the Mortification Nation and we're talking about, we started our show with, you know, talking about the stomach, you know. And
the
you know,
six pack,
it's now cooler box. Do you know what happened?
The
to
summer's
me
coming.
Day?
You gotta go to the beach and look your finest.
People in Buena Vista, man. I'll be the first one to go to talk about being mortified and being very embarrassed about certain situations. Okay, don't judge me.
Don't
okay?
judge. You don't
okay.
know me.
My thing is, there's a friend of mine. I'm not gonna mention names. So
Johnny.
I have. Well, if it's a her.
Well, exactly.
Hey, I
well,
don't judge
Johnny.
Johnny. So this is the whole thing. This friend of mine, I haven't seen in a minute, okay? She and her man, you know.
And for those of you who haven't been growing up in New York,
yeah.
when we say I haven't seen that person in a minute,
it
means
a, minute.
A while.
Yeah, it's been a while. I haven't seen her in a minute. You know, she was down at the village, and I was like, yo, girl, how you doing? She says, no, I'm doing fine. I'm like, oh, snap, how many months pregnant are you? Oh, look at the belly. And she's like, I'm not pregnant.
Eh? Oops. 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 My bad. Ever seen a man of color turn pale?
Let me tell you one thing. Her boyfriend looked at her like you want to say, is this something you want to tell me? And look at me trying to say,
how do you know?
What you talking about? And you know what? It's like I couldn't come back from that. I
I got a train to catch.
Everybody made a mistake. Everybody that I know have made a mistake like that. You mistake somebody for being pregnant, and then the person is not. I said, it's okay, girl. Sometimes we've got gas. It's okay, you know. Sometimes we
gotta
have
cut
gas.
Down on the cheese.
You little bloated in the cheese tank. It's okay, girl. I don't judge you. Let me tell you, I skedaddled out of there so quick and so fast. I was so embarrassed.
I'm going to a meeting.
I kept on texting and apologizing. I'm sorry, but I didn't. Well, won't you know? I mean, I'm just putting it out there. It wasn't like months later, she became extremely toned because she went to the gym.
Wow.
So I don't know it's because of what I have said or certain things in her life transpired.
Mm.
But I was not going to ask her, is it because of me that you went to the gym? See, you took up yoga and everything. And, you know, what is this hot yoga thing? I'm sweating my back. What's this with hot yoga? Sweat my backside over. It's hot as can be, man. Open the window. No, this is hot yoga. Really? This is a trend. You like being hot while you're doing workout? Where's the
you
know,
you're upside? Supposed to lose weight. It's supposed to aid you in your in blood circulation and
oh, the hot yoga thing.
Among other things. But
yeah, you know, we just promote BO. That's all that it is. For people out there in Buena Vista,
it smells like old socks. And never seen a wall sweating. Where's the wall sweating? This is hot yoga, buddy. Aren't I supposed to be the one sweating? Where's the walls? Dang.
Because people in Buena Vista FM land, BO stands for body odor.
Body odor, yes.
Okay. That's sometimes unavoidable. Have you ever had a situation?
Go inside of a subway, the hot car in New York City.
Let me ask you this.
In the summer.
Have you ever forgotten to put on underarm?
Yes. That was really... And you want to hear the funniest thing?
Uh-huh.
It happened, like, I'm on my way to work. I'm rushing. You know, I got my underwear. I got this, got that. You know, I'm running. Wait a minute. Why does it feel
it
so...
like squishy.
No. It's the opposite.
What?
It actually felt like dry. It felt really dry. Like, there was no kind of... It was too much friction.
Okay,
way too much. I'm like...
You heard the crackling sound?
I'm like, okay. So, okay, I get to work. In DR, they say you got to lift your wing. So I lifted my wing.
You try and take off or something.
Let me double check.
Like a chicken.
Yeah, you do that double check, you know. Oh, my goodness. I had to. Lucky for me, close to my job, there was a, there was a, I don't want to say, there was a 24-hour
pharmacy.
Drugstore.
Drugstore.
And I ran in there, skedaddle.
Got yourself some underarm. Smart man.
Yeah, man. I can't do that, man.
I wasn't so lucky, man.
I was not so lucky. Are you kidding me?
I just completely
got
forgot.
Got that oily feeling
that
on
oily feeling. Let me tell you one thing, my man. This is the thing. I went to work. I took the bus like 6 o'clock in the a.m. I took the bus. By the time I got to work, I realized, I didn't have underarm on. And towards 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, I started experiencing
sweating.
The funk. I couldn't fool the flies, though, because they were all buzzing around.
They were like, hey, what's up,
hey,
man?
Hey, what's up, player? You know, I'm like, why'd you get away from me, man? And I'm like, you know what? And I went to the office kitchen. I went under the sink to see what detergent I can find
that is aesthetically pleasing.
You know, hey man, I saw some air freshener and everything, and you know, like soap and everything. Hey, yeah, I did what I had to do.
But you know what? In all honesty, as embarrassing as it was to me, you know, for all of you in Buena Vista FM land, you know that the love DJ and myself, we have worn many hats.
That's right.
I have to say,
that's
I'm very
we both,
proud.
Man. We've wear way too many hats. That's why our hairline receded. We first had a forehead, a five-head, a six-head,
yes.
And now it's gone.
We had a mane.
The exodus.
We had a mane that is gone. So you know, in all the different hats that I've worn, one of the things that I did was actually work. I worked as a in a pet grooming salon.
I remember, yeah.
Now man, those were the days, let me explain something to you guys, to each and every one of you listening. I was very grateful that I was able to experience something new, that I was able to spend time with dogs and cats
and so forth,
and everything in between. On the downside,
oh snap, here it comes. Lay down.
New York City is a very crowded city, one of the indeed? Most populated that's cities right. in the world.
Dense as can be.
And I had to take public transportation, the train,
for
well over an hour
mm-hmm.
after I washed about 10 or 15 dogs.
Oh, no.
Now, let me explain to you something. It doesn't matter how many plastic bags you put on your body. It doesn't matter how many gloves you have.
It stank.
That dog smell, it's not going to go away until you shower.
Funky man.
It's not, and son, and listen, I used to go into the bathroom area. Yeah. We had a tiny little bathroom, and I would use soap. I would use the amount of stuff I put in my body was literally like I was almost radioactive by the time I got out of there. It's like the Geiger counter. Click click click. It's like there he goes. It's kind of greenish today. What did he do?
Ah, that's crazy.
The smell, and then I had to get inside of a subway car in the summer, smelling like 15 washed, unwashed dogs because whatever smell they had before was gone.
All natural.
And just people looking, the looks, that was so embarrassing, man. Every time I left that place, I felt mortified because by the time the winter came through, you got your coat on, you can hide,
as
you know,
hot as can be. You can hide that smell. Not summertime, forget about it.
It's going to bake inside of your body. It's going to bake inside of your coat. But at least it's not going outside.
You're
going
to stew in that, baby.
Mortification. Oh, my goodness.
That's quite something,
right? Many, 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 many things.
It's life in such embarrassing moments. I remember even at school, you know.
You don't want to know. You want to take it to school. We're taking it to school. Oh, my goodness.
They don't do that now anymore. What? Back in the day, when you used to pass gas, okay, the teacher always chose somebody to volunteer. Now, to volunteer means you are putting up your hand. I'm prepared to do it. The teacher chose somebody to volunteer. I'm not quite sure how that panned out. And you say, you're D. Yes, sir. Come here. You're volunteering. I'm like, oh, I am?
I didn't know.
I know. Because somebody just dropped a nasty, nasty thing inside this classroom. Go to each and every desk. Smell the backside and see who it is.
Oh, my. Are you kidding me?
I am not lying to you, man.
Just open the window, man.
I know why. He wanted to find the culprit. I'm like, so are you serious? He says, let's go.
I had some sausage last night.
Yo, man. I had to go. You know what? I had to lower myself down to every backside in that classroom to smell.
Meanwhile, back at the farm, you're wondering why your eyes are twitching to this day. They're twitching.
I'm driver's abuse. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, it was me.
Blaming others for what you did.
I said, sir, I think it's this one. And especially the ones who were troublesome for me in class.
Oh, my goodness.
I picked them. I said, sir, it is him. Really? Sir, it wasn't me.
Put your hand out with that ruler.
Come here, sir. He's like a skunk, sir. He's nasty. He was gonna hide.
I had to cover myself up, man. Oh my goodness. Well, you know what? Because of our limited growing up in the Dominican Republic, my family, we were extremely humble family and things of that nature. I hit a bit of a growth spur.
So you
had to get a uniform from school.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we were waiting for the funds to come in to get the next year's uniform.
But in the meantime, put
on the one from last year
And so forth.
They got a little bit, the pants got a little short. I grew a little bit, but the pants didn't grow with me.
White socks, man.
So in the U.S., they call it high waters.
Oh, yeah.
In DR, they call it saltacharcos, which is 10 times even worse because it's like when you have a little water puddle, you know, so you have to jump over it. You have to pull your pants.
In South Africa, they used to say, don't touch my ankles, but cover my knees.
Saltacharcos.
But we used to zoot our pants back in the day. when you used to wear white socks and you had your pants all the way. That was fashionable because that's the Michael Jackson
get
time.
Out.
Yeah, that was the in thing.
Nah, that's why to this day I see that some I see that some people don't wear any socks and like they have these
that's the end thing.
The pants and they're back a little bit day, they're showing their ankles like
back in the day you were
man.
Poor.
To this day, no there's socks. No way I walk around without socks. I'm a grown man. Not about this stuff fashion. No. Give a dang about no fashion. I'm a grown man. I'm broke, but I'm not broke. You know what I mean? Yeah, I hear you. He's choking up over here. I got the love DJ choking up.
That's funny stuff, man.
Thank you so much for tuning in. That's this right, is people. The Love DJ, and you're listening to
The Mortification Nation.
Oh my goodness! Only at
on Buena Vista FM. Buena Vista that's FM. Right, and we've got DR Taino in the studio.
Doing
as well.
Our do, you
and
remember, know,
people. Drop us a line
or three.
Tell us your embarrassing stories on info at buenavistafm.com.
And do please assist us and support. It goes a long way. Thank you.
There we go.
And for those of you who have in the past, thank you for continuing your support.
Thank you for supporting us. Yeah. Anyway, so the Mortification Nation, we're talking about embarrassing situations.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
Mortified. You did mortified. Something to such an extent that you were absolutely embarrassed. And DR, some of the dates that you have anything ever happened to you on a date?
Oh, no. No, no. No, don't go there.
Okay, so
I'm gonna bring one up. There was a in the U.S. I don't know, I can't speak for South Africa, but in the U.S. and in other countries, sometimes they have what is called a wingman.
Oh yeah.
So
let's say your boy wants
to get together with a young lady, and your boy will say, "Listen, he has a sister. Mm-hmm. She has a sister, or she has a friend or a cousin. Mm-hmm. Just keep her sister or her friend entertained while I step up and do my due." Okay. So my boy reached out to me, and he was like, "Yo, man, this is what's happening. Just keep her friend entertained." Now, mind you, let's just say, for argument's sake. That we try to look at the inner beauty of people.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. We don't
the
judge
internal
a book by its color.
Beauty.
It's the inner beauty, deep,
the deep. Yeah, deep. Sometimes you have to dig deep to find that gold. Yeah, I took one for the team, as they say. But
oh man, that's messed
it was
up.
Yeah, it was a little embarrassing, but my boy won. He got his doing what we gotta do. Oh my goodness, yeah.
You know, I think what happened to me one day, even my pants broke.
Oh,
I will never forget this day. Okay?
Oh my goodness, are you kidding me?
I knew the pants was a little bit tight. You know what? It's okay, but it looks trendy. When people in Buena Vista FM land, if you have a figure, you build very athletic. Can you believe this one girl? Change of topic quickly. This girl at school, okay? I really liked her. And she told me, you build very athletically. I'm like, really? She says, yes, you build extremely athletic. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Now you're making
you so
me
much.
Blush, making you know? A black man blush. Oh
says,
my goodness.
She says, yeah, because your head looks like a discus. And your legs like javelins. Did she just say that? Yo, man. She shut.
Oh my goodness.
I never look at that word ever the same. You're very athletic.
So
I don't like that word
sad.
Athletic.
That is so sad. I wonder why people like to shoot others down like that. I wonder, man.
Man, that's crazy. Even like I said, the pants situation. So if you have a nice petite body, a tight pants, it looks cool. But if you're a little bit on the plus size in you and you wear something tight, something's about to give. Let me tell you one thing.
When your buttons look like they're holding back an entire dam.
When you attempt to want to look slim, but your clothing just says, "Hey, my brother, it ain't
can't
gonna,
even breathe
it
properly.
Ain't gonna work, man. Why I'm giving in.
Why are you turning purple?
Why are you turning purple?
Can't even breathe. Yeah, I look good today. I look good
the
today.
The belt is tight and everything and everything. Let me tell you one thing. I bent over. I'm like, oh, ooh, no.
Oh, no, no.
Okay. Now, this is the worst part about it. It tore right through my underwear.
Oh, my
goodness. As well. Okay. It's not just my pants. Underwear, too.
Oh, my. What? Oh, my goodness.
So, you had the golden slots.
Oh, my goodness.
Man.
That is terrible.
I sat down most of the day at work. There's no ways I was going to get up. After a while, this is, yo, man, why are you wearing a black bag over your pants? You know, I made a shorts out of a black bag.
Oh, my goodness.
I tied it to the top. And my manager had to say, man, that's ghetto. What's wrong with you, man?
Don't you act have like you got sense. Act like
you got sense, boy. No, sir. I'm sorry. My pants broke. Oh.
Oh. Man. Oh. Oh.
Why
oh.
Didn't you just... Like, it's only just the pants. You know, it must be a tracksuit pants somewhere. I'm like, no, you don't understand. And I showed him like, oh.
Oh.
That went right through. I'm like, yeah.
You're moonlighting
it. He says, man, don't you know your size? I'm like, yeah. So what I thought I was and what it is a completely different situation.
Oh, my goodness. What happened to me in one date?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my. I feel terrible to this day. I was very nervous. This uh-huh. is the second date that I was going out with this young lady. And I was extremely, very, very, very nervous. And I usually what I do when it comes to my pants, you know, mm-hmm. some people have different ways of keeping their items together in one mm-hmm. place. What I do is I take off the pants with the keys and my belt and my my wallet and all the items, and I leave everything as is. So then when I switch to other pants to wear another set of pants, all I have to do is dig in the pockets, and then I just put it on the new pants that I'm... I took everything out but the wallet.
What?
she came in. She was driving. She comes in. She comes in. She picks me up. I shaved my head. I got cologne up the wazoo. Yeah, let's go. Yeah, yeah. You know, yeah. We dinner and a movie kind of a thing. Yeah, and I'm hopefully, you know, it hopefully gets a little further. It gets a little... For those of you playing the game...
That's I'm right, just, people.
Get, you know, just... You game put something plan. On it. You got a put game plan. On it. Yeah. I get on there. I'm like, yeah, so... Get to the movie theater. I'm like, yeah, I'm about to...
She think you a cheap ass.
Oh, yo, my goodness,
man. He's
going
to make me pay for it. Go kick him, man.
You ever had that cold sweat? That cold sweat that... When it sinks in... Boom, movie's about to start in like 30 minutes, which means... From where I live to where the to my where man. I live and where my wallet was
I'll
and where
you
I
back.
Was,
girl, I'll pay
I
you
made
back.
It up. I more than made it up to her.
Oh,
but,
you did.
But I felt really horrible. Oh, I'm so sorry. You know, I'm truly so. No, don't worry yeah. about it. You paid on the first dates. It's not a big deal. I got a job too. I'm like, no, but you don't understand. This is very. This is important. I'm the man in the situation. I'm supposed to be paying.
Oh man, that's just completely messed
oh,
up.
Oh, I was like I said, I had that cold sweat. Like
yeah.
you feel
I know,
your entire
I know cold
your
sweat,
soul
right?
just
yes.
sinks. I'm like, yo, wait, what? What do you do? And this is not to give away our age. This is before you could pay with your phones. This
yeah,
is before
yeah.
you could do those transactions.
You work on cash.
You can't
COD.
Do none of that stuff.
That's a COD life.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, I took it to God. A nice restaurant. We went to an Italian restaurant
yeah, yeah,
afterwards.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, not on this date, but the following one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You made up for it, right?
She was like, oh, made yeah, this is the... I'm so sorry,
like
last time. You paid for everything. I'm sorry. I paid for the parking. I paid for the dinner. I paid for the everything.
Do you know how many times didn't this happen to you? When remember back in the days when you used to have the Nokia, the old phones,
the brick ones.
Those,
you could drop
those,
them from a 10-story
know,
building,
right?
and it just the
battery,
ground broke.
The battery's the size of a brick, you know. But you know that will last.
Yeah,
you know that will
the
last.
Screen everything,
and you know you used to. You know,
good luck sending a text message with that.
Well, text messages back then was very, very difficult and very tedious. I don't know why that is when technology is getting smaller, but your hands stay the same size.
Ain't that
I
something.
Just don't get it, man.
Ain't that
anyway,
something.
So the thing is this. So I had a girlfriend at that time. Now, people in Buena Vista, man, you've got first base, second base, and third base.
You want to reach
I had the baseball
home.
Team.
Home.
Yeah, I had a home run and everything. So without giving too much details, we had a very beautiful evening. you know, it was extremely steam-wise. It was extremely woo-hoo!
Memorable, to say the least.
It was rated
NC-17.
NC-17, that's right.
No children.
No children allowed. Anyway, so we had a fantastic evening. Now, her initials started with M, okay? So it was M-A. I'm not going to give any more of the name, but the first two initials are M-A. Now, I decided to send her a text message and talking about last night. I typed and I typed and I told her exactly.
What up, baby girl? Yeah, you know. Now remember this and you remember that.
I'm the king of the hill, girl.
You know.
You know, and I'm glad you hollered my name. Yeah.
And we were putting our cankles down and everything and everything.
And I clicked and gang and I send it.
But sat back.
I sat back, you know, and I'm waiting for my reply. But that little voice inside me said,
double check.
Just, you know, you know how you do it sometimes.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, I don't know why we like doing this. We actually look at the phone and we look at the message that we send. Just, you know, just to make
just
sure.
Just to go back.
You know,
yeah, just little. You know, did I put enough hearts in there?
Did I say enough? You know, did I say it the right way? Am I a man? Did she call my name? And I look at the name that I send it to. I'm like,
M-A?
M-A. Now, for people in Buena Vista FM land, M-A means ma, which means mother in Dutch. What's up, ma? And I'm like, wait. You know, you get that cold sweat.
Oops.
I got a bad cold sweat. I'm like, wait, hold up.
Let me double check.
And, you know, doot. This is before there were ringtones or all kind of crazy
stuff.
Like
I said, this is we're not giving up our age.
Yeah, when I got my text message, I went toot, 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 toot. And I was always afraid to look and I'm like, you know what? It's okay. And all this message said is from my mom. My mom said, I'm sure it wasn't for me. I'm like, I'm sorry, mom.
She's oh, like, my goodness.
She says, at least I know where you were yesterday. I was trying to reach you.
Yeah, your phone was off.
Mom, I gotta go. Like, no. It's okay. Is everything okay? My mom knew my business, man.
Oh,
my mom
my
knew my
goodness.
Business, man. She knew what I did. And she know the girl's parents and everything. And
oh, my goodness. She's a good girl.
And
she's
my
a...
mom just said, okay, sweetie, I'll keep your secret.
We know you're special like that.
I was very explicit. Goodness. Needless to say, I was extremely explicit. That's absolutely shameless.
Shameless.
Anyway, people, you're listening to Buena Vista FM, and we're riding high in the sky.
Doing our due here. With the love DJ.
And the Arte. You know, that's right. Buena Vista FM, people.
Listening to the Mortification Nation.
Mortification Nation. Embarrassing moments that made us feel terribly and absolutely
In retrospect, looking back,
yeah.
Reminds you of the importance of being alive.
Yes, and also laughing at yourself. Don't take yourself too serious.
You have to.
We talk
you
about life's embarrassing situations and things that have
but,
happened
But you
to
know
us.
What? Not just in life, in relationships. What about at work? Embarrassing situations that you've faced at work or colleagues things of that nature.
I actually have. Okay, for people in Buena Vista FM land, I like snacks. Okay?
Love
myself some snacks.
Snippity snap.
My snack and snack. But anyway, I love my snacks. I love to eat. I'm not obese though, but you know, I just love to snack. I got a tapeworm. Long story. Anyway, so my thing is this.
You got one? I got like two or three. It's a community. Mine is a community.
How do you lose weight? I use a tapeworm. Say what?
Oh my good. Yo, you know what? I don't know if there was a TV show in America a few years ago that I didn't really subscribe too much to, but it depicted ways in which people passed away and
interesting ways in which
people passed away. And one of them was a young woman that she had an up-and-coming wedding to attend to, a friend's wedding or family member or whatever. And she had the bright idea to buy a tapeworm. Somebody had told her.
Hold on. How do you mean buy it?
Listen.
How do you buy a tapeworm?
Hold on.
How do you buy a tapeworm?
She purchased.
I thought you get that from meat, man.
No. She bought. What? She bought a tapeworm.
On eBay? How you get stuff like that?
She bought a tapeworm to lose weight because she had like X number of weeks. to lose to get into this particular dress.
I got you.
So as she's doing this,
well, that's local, man.
Listen, it gets better. As she's doing this, she's not losing the weight as rapidly as she
would hope. Yeah.
So she bought a second one.
Man, where is this place she buy these things from?
She bought two tapeworms. What? And she was passing out every now and then, and this and that.
Oh, man.
And eventually they, you know, it was not pretty. She passed away.
That's crazy, man. Yeah. What lengths people will go to.
That's a future. That's going to be a future show.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I don't know. We don't know the name of it yet because we're always winging it.
You know. When it comes to work and embarrassing situations. So I used to work for this company.
Bloom. Not going to name names.
Long time ago. So the CEO decided to invite over for lunch four other executives
from companies.
Okay? And he said, listen, guys, please come to my factory. I want to show you our new equipment we have, the people we're dealing with.
Production and everything.
And so he spoke to the secretary. Her name was Diana. Diana, would you mind, please, ordering in some lunch for us from this catering company? The catering company is going to bring us some nice lunch and everything. So anyway, so she made the phone call, and the boardroom table was packed with exquisite finger foods. You name it. They paid a pretty penny. And back in the day, that was a lot of money. You pay for that kind of food. And I walked past the office. I'm like, ooh, hello. It's like buffet and everything. She's like, you stay out of the office. Okay, no, that's fine.
Meanwhile,
back at the ranch. So the people arrived, and the CEO says, okay, guys, let me take you to the factory. And they left. So Diana.
So they came into. Let me get this straight. They came into the office.
They came into.
They
the
were
boardroom.
Shown. Yeah, they were shown the items.
The items. The food.
You were informed to stay away.
Yes, I was informed to stay away.
Prior to their arrival.
And Diana, she left her desk. So when she came back, obviously I was back too, like a gnat at the barbecue. Anyway, so I asked her, "Hey, girl, check it out. Where are they?" She says, "I don't know. Do you think they left?" She says, "Yeah, I think so. But just a question. I see there's still food in the boardroom. Can I have some of that?" She's like, "Sure, help yourself." Because they're not here anymore.
As far as you knew, they were done with it.
And I found it suspicious because nothing was touched. She didn't go into the boardroom to go check if they actually ate.
Yeah.
She just said, "Well, I think they finished." I just bobbled my head in. "Yeah, I think they're done." And I looked at the table, I sat, and I helped myself. I polished off most of the food, but wait, that's not all. I went to the office and I called my boys.
Oh my goodness,
you need to come downstairs, man. There's
before they throw
the
this food away.
Before they throw this food away. My man, we cleaned that boardroom table. We had tea ladies.
We don't throw food away.
Auntie Miriam.
Oh my goodness. She was a tea lady.
Says, "Auntie Miriam, we done in the boardroom. I've got a plate for you too.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, thank you so much." So after an hour and a half, the troupe and the entourage, they came back into the office because it's lunchtime.
And gone.
They walked in.
Just hear the crickets.
My man just took a step back. He's like, "Dan, can I just talk to you for a second?" Yeah. They did deliver the food, right? We saw the food, right? Where is it? "You are back." She's like, "Yes, we just went to the factory." "I thought you left." "No, we didn't leave. Where's the food?" And I stood on the stairs and I saw the commotion downstairs, and I told her, and I showed her with lip sync, like my lip movements. Don't tell him. And he like, "Who ate the food?"
It was the love,
and
DJ.
And she started fumbling. He said, "Who ate the food?" And I'm from the stage. And her eyes just looked up, and he looked up at me. "Oh, it's you."
The culprit.
"Hello, sir. How you doing?"
"Mister.
Let me tell you one thing.
Sir."
He couldn't fire me for what happened. Okay, so he had to take them. He took them all out for lunch at the company's expense.
Wow!
But he never forgave me for that. That I polished. I was the ringleader when we ate that food finish.
Oh my goodness!
I can't help it. It's honest mistake.
You know, I think I've spoken about this before. Pardon me.
Yeah.
And but since we're in the environment in this. at this show today, I felt really embarrassed for someone else. And
That tend to happen too.
This was at a and it was good that that situation happened, because from that moment on, I decided never to follow in somebody else's footsteps when it comes to what I'm about to describe.
Gotcha. Lay down.
We had a Christmas party at a company that I was working for, and it was like a corporate environment. So it was you know, you have to wear a tie and, you know, slacks and things of that nature. Yeah. And so we had the company party everything. And they had this massive boardroom where they laid out all this food. And I'm like, yo, dang, look at all this food, man. Dang. Then they rolled out the drinks.
Okay.
They had some beer here and there.
That's acceptable.
One of my coworkers decided, you know what? Beer party. Yeah.
What?
Literally by the door. What? He literally did that. Like he was in a flicking, you know, one of those frat houses or something like that. He grabbed two beers.
Opened both of them. I only had two beers.
He chugged them down.
Oh, in front
of everybody. Okay. He drank two beers without missing a beat.
Yeah.
Glug, 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 drank the first one. Glug, 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 drank half of the second one. What? And then he just went on and on. And this is at, like, mind you, 1:30 in the afternoon on a Thursday.
Oh, on a Thursday.
Okay.
My man.
So, you know, we do our due. We have our food. Whatever. Everybody mingles. Everybody has a good time. I had one beer, and so afterwards he got blasted. By the time it was like 4:30, he was like, you know, mind you, again, we were all wearing. We had to wear shirts and ties and things of that nature. His shirt was outside. He removed his tie. He was sweating profusely. He was drunk out of his mind and acting up and everything else. By the time we were done that day, everybody was like, yo, did you see what happened with Jimmy and blah, blah, blah? The beauty was the next day. His head was low. He was avoiding everybody. He couldn't look at anybody. And I'm like, you know what? That's not something that I want to do for myself. Every time I had a company party to attend to and there were any kind of drinks, I would only have like one beer, just one thing. Not that I get to that point, but I said, I'm never doing anything. Because you have to, you got to remember, you have to work with these people the next day. Yeah. You have to see their faces the following day. I felt mortified for him.
But the thing is, did he feel embarrassed about it?
He was embarrassed the next day.
Fool.
He was
pretty man.
He was wasted within 2 hours. My man, how are you going to drink two beers? What's the point?
Let me tell you this one thing that happened to me too at school. You know what? Back in the day, we used to be very mischievous. Okay. We did a lot of stuff, you know, in the name of having fun. Like, you could fall out of a tree and nothing would happen to you, you know. But now you die quick and fast.
You shake it off and keep walking.
Walk it off. Walk it off. So there was I haven't said this name in
a long time. Her
name is Sunit. Her name was Sunit.
Oh my goodness.
Okay. She was in my class. That was back in the day of the Afro, okay?
Oh, my. So, we're not giving away our age.
So,
Afros
so
have always been
she,
in.
she had a bit of an Afro. She had a very nice big Afro, okay? Now, this is the problem. I would do anything for a dare.
Oh, okay? My
In terms
goodness.
Of sandwich. Don't dare me for anything else. If you say, listen, D, the love, do this and I'll give you a sandwich. What's on the sandwich? There's some sausages and some egg. Okay, I'll do it. I'm very specific about what I'll do for a dare. Okay? So my man on the right-hand side, you know, so his name was Malcolm. So Malcolm says, hey, man, here's a lighter. What you want me to do with the lighter? He says, just light it in the back of her hair.
I
said, yo, well, why do I...
Are you kidding me?
I said, why do I want to do that, man? He like... I've got sandwiches. Oh, what do you have on your sandwich? Like, yo, I've got like
easy man to convince.
I was my man.
Feed me.
I said, you give me three sandwiches now, and you give me the other one during break. He like, okay. He gave me the three sandwiches, but what he never told me, He knew Sonette very well. And she used copious amounts of hairspray.
Oh.
He knows that for a fact. I didn't know. I always wondered, how did she manage to maintain that globe of a hairstyle?
Oh, my goodness. Now, for those of you who don't know, back in those days, many of those chemicals were banned.
Because it was flammable.
They were very, very highly flammable.
Well, I did not know. Me and my teenage stuff, I didn't know. Now, for people in Buena Vista FM, man, please don't judge me, okay?
Don't judge. You don't know, mate. You don't know. Don't judge.
I was only going to make
just a little spark.
Just to pretend I was going to. The moment I put that lighter to the base of her hairstyle where she sat in front of me,
boom.
The moment there was a spark, I heard a dog barking. Woof. Oh, let me tell you one thing. Her entire hairstyle, her entire, just the hair, caught on fire.
Oh, my goodness.
I will kid you not. I screamed like a girl because I was shocked. Like, yeah. Well, I'm the one who did it. And these cats are laughing and she's screaming.
On fire, okay. Literally.
Now,
Stop, drop, and roll.
That was not enough time for that. I'm sorry, people. Buena Vista, Milan. I was mischievous, man, for a sandwich. So I took the textbooks. It was this big dictionary textbooks. These big.
Injury to insult.
So I wanted to put the fire out. So I start clobbering her on the head to put the fire out. So I knocked her out. Okay.
I'm trying to save you.
We subdued the fire. I had to go to the principal's office.
And explain.
Okay. She sat next to me with her hair sizzling and smoking.
And everybody, why does it smell like bacon in here?
Yeah, and everybody walks past like, damn. Oh.
That is terrible.
I just said it. Now, her skin wasn't burned. She was back.
Just the hair.
It was just her hair. That was singed, but it looked so, you could see it was burned. It looked like a burning bush. That thing just it just lit up.
Oh my goodness.
It just lit up the sky.
Man. Oh my goodness.
So the smoke and mayhem and everything. So I sat in the principal's office. My mom and my dad sat next to me. Her mom and her dad sat next to her. And they said, young man, could you kindly explain why there's smoke in our school and why her head is smoking? I would love to know this. So how do I explain what's for sandwiches that I put her hair on fire? I'm so sorry, Pim. I'm really sorry I did it, but it was not supposed to go up in flames the way that it did.
Oh my goodness,
that was a very embarrassing situation. It was a mortified situation, man. I apologize,
but you know what? I can top that.
Oh, you gonna top that one?
I'm gonna top that
good
one.
For tat.
Now, mind you, within the Dominican and the Latino community, Christmas is a very big day. It's a very big deal.
Mm-hmm.
So Christmas Eve is the equivalent, or was the equivalent when I was growing up, of Thanksgiving Day in America.
Yeah, it's a big deal. It's
so,
a big deal.
The whole family comes together. Everybody enjoys a good dinner, So that particular year, we had a pernil. Pernil is the thigh of the pig. We had a pig thigh, which is a big piece. It's a couple of kg, etc.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, okay, well, we're setting up the table. Well, here you go. I was young and scrawny, and mm-hmm. please bring this to the table and make sure that set it up in a place where everybody can have access to it. Uncle was gonna cut it and then serve everybody. So as I'm walking towards the table, I'm walking like I felt like Mr. Important I had to step over one of these things. I tripped over it and you could see the pernil in slow motion and my eyes my eyes were the size of two bottles, like Coke bottle, like this. It was like, oh my, you could see it just flying in the air. Everybody looking at it like, what? Needless to say, the slaps around my head that I got that day was not 100 or 200. And people biting into it. I'm still tasting sand up in this. Thank you for ruining Christmas, DR Taino. Terrible, terrible. But thank you so much for listening and tuning in.
That's right.
This is the
Mortification.
The Mortification Nation. Buena Vista FM.
That's right, with the love DJ.
And DR Taino. Right, please people. Send us an email.
At
info@buenavistafm.com.
With
please
embarrassing
support
stories
as well.
And
please
things
support.
That have happened to you. Please send us some stories.
Yeah. we will definitely, the most interesting ones, definitely share here on the show. So. Thank you so much for tuning in.
It's amazing all the things that have happened to us in our lifetime. From the most embarrassing thing. I think even being mischievous back then was socially acceptable. It was funny. We did mischievous things. We used to knock on
to one another.
We used to knock on the neighbor's door and ran away.
My goodness.
And, you know, let's talk about the mischievous things to be completely mortified as well. So we were like 10 years old, 11, 12 years old. And what we used to do, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock at night, we used to go to the neighbor's door, knock, 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 and run away. So when we run away, they open the door and there's nobody there.
You would hear them cursing out.
You hear them cursing.
These little kids.
That's me, kids. That one guy.
I know it was you.
Mr. Ferreira. He used to cuss in the... He used to cuss. If I find you little... all of you... your kids. He knew it was us. But you know what he did? His wife got rid... His wife never screamed or shouted out the door. That was his job. She was smart. Mm. I will never forget...
Looking out the window.
Now, people in Buena Vista FM land, back in the day, you did not have bathrooms inside the house.
Mm.
You had an outhouse. Okay, which means we call it the long drop. The long drop is a distance away from the house.
Hmm.
So you used to have a porta potty.
Oh, yeah.
A portable kind of pot.
In Spanish, they call it a bacinilla.
Bacinilla?
Yeah. So it's like a little... Yeah,
yellow. It's like a yellow
different
one.
Different colors, yeah.
Either blue or yellow or the stainless steel one.
Yeah, it looks like a massive, like a teacup. Like a massive teacup.
Or a jug.
Yeah.
Or like a jug. Like a big kettle flat open slasher. Anyway, so... So
we're taking it all the way to the back.
We're taking it all the way to the back. But the problem, the thing was this, we were habitual line steppers.
To quote the late Charlie Murphy.
That's right. We were habitually, because instead of doing it randomly, like clockwork at 11:05, we would go knock on this door.
The very same door.
The very
really?
Same door.
We were you kids, guys are not
man.
Too bright.
We, you know, we don't think, well, let's break the routine and try something different. At it.
Not so bright. What, somebody else's house.
Somebody else's. No. Like, listen, guys, let's go tonight. 11:05, we're there. Knock, 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 knock.
And then run away.
And this time, okay, at 11:05, just as I was about to knock with my passe behind me, boom, my hand missed.
Like
the
what?
Door opened up and she threw us with urine.
Oh,
whatever was in that porta potty that they had under
the
their
contents,
bed.
The contents.
She threw us kids wet with that nastiness. Let me tell you one thing. I got home and mom like, what stinks like that? I don't know, mommy. Why you smell like that? And she knew exactly. She saw our faces. She knew who we were. And she went to our house.
Oh, my goodness.
Back in those days, you can go tell another parent.
This is when the whole community used to raise a child.
Yeah, that's
you
right.
You know, I remember those days, man. Like, it like yesterday, because so much of my childhood, I'm so grateful for my childhood. And I remember doing a lot of really mischievous things, not necessarily in a bad way, but just mischievous things. the kids that I grew up with, whenever something, we would do mischievous things amongst ourselves. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But then if something happened to one of us, we would carry that child home, drop him off, like because we had to drop
them
off.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And then just. You've never seen kids disappear, make themselves so scarce so quickly. Just boom, just disappear. Just Jimmy, why are you here sitting in the living room all randomly today? Nothing, Mom. I'm just, you know. Next thing you know, somebody else's mom will knock on your mom's door like, goong, goong, goong. My child's arm is broken, you know. He told me he was with your son. Oh my goodness, man.
Get me a switch. Go get me a switch. How does that even work? Remember back in the day, we used to get a spanking. We used to get a hiding from our parents. People today, it's the corporal punishment is outlawed. You don't get a hiding. Don't touch the child.
Yeah.
But back in the day at school,
what? We had your to teachers, bend over. What? You no, but for me, it was like we hand. Had to put the hand out.
Put your hand
and
out.
They had like this ruler, remember?
Well, cane, it was, cane or ruler.
You just heard like,
to hit your hand. Yeah.
It's going to be five of them and you now, just... I only got two
our
hands.
School, you had to bend over.
Oh my the goodness!
Teacher used to beat you on the backside butt. With a cane. Oh and let me tell you goodness. One thing: he climbs up.
He
for
meant it,
and he meant it. You don't do your homework. You're gonna get yours, man. You're gonna get yours. Smart Man Inc. So I decided to Mr. Hector them. They had a farm, so they had bamboo. So he had this long cane. I, my smart infinity wisdom, decided to give it to the teacher. I said, sir, no, it was actually Miss Reed. I will never forget. Miss Reed, here's a cane for you. She like, oh, wow, this looks like a good cane. Can I try it on you? I said, excuse me? She said, can I try it on
come
you?
Again. Come again.
You want to try it on me?
Come she again.
Said, hold out your hand. Let me see how it works. I'm like, what, is she going to beat me with a gift that I gave her? She hit my hand. People in Buena Vista FM land, I'm not lying to you. I have that mark on my finger to this day.
I actually have one also from
to this day
from my first
I
grade
have
teacher.
That mark
I have of one that from cane. My first grade teacher.
But you know what? But the next day, that cane disappeared. She found the cane in a trash can, all broken up.
Oh my goodness!
And I got into the classroom. Yes, Dion. Yes, Miss Reed. You will never believe what happened to the gift you gave me. I'm like, what happened? She said, somebody broke it.
Oh, no. Ain't that a shame? Oh,
I'm so sad. Meanwhile, I said, yeah, you deserve
crocodile
that. Crocodile
tears.
It was me.
Crocodile
it was
tears.
Me.
Oh, my goodness.
I got rid of that thing, man.
Oh,
you
my
mess around me like that.
I messed up. I messed up once also. But this is in the first grade, so I can't really remember why.
Yeah.
But the teacher, she said she grabbed the belt.
Uh-huh.
And she was going to hit me, but when she... When she hit my hand, she just put your hand out, like not facing up, but facing down.
Yeah.
And when she was going to hit me, it actually, part of the belt, the little...
Oh, the buckle.
The little, yeah,
oh,
the buckle.
Middle.
Like the tooth. The thing that sticks out.
Yeah.
That little bit. It actually hits me. And I still, to this day, I kid you not, I still have it. I still have it.
Yo, yeah, we, take
we survived some stuff, man. We survived some stuff. B.
But let me tell you one thing. When it comes to actually getting a hiding, back in those days, it disciplined
your teacher
us.
Was always was perceived to be your second parent.
Yeah.
A third or fourth or fifth parent because they spent so much time with you and they helped to because they were part of the community. They were part of the of helping to raise the next generation.
That's right.
So they were very much involved and many of these teachers were very respected and beloved in the community because they helped to bring children.
Yeah.
You know, in my own family I have several family members that are teachers, and I'm extremely grateful for the different things that you know teachers and how their job is not necessarily it's underappreciated. You know,
being a teacher is not easy.
It's not just that it's not easy. It is often whenever you hear any country when they're quote unquote cutting back. Oh, we're making some budget cuts. The first thing you hear is that it's education. And you know, and unfortunately the ones that have to step up by either tending to more children than they should or, you know, having to come up with the different materials that they have to work on is the teachers. So my hat's off to teachers.
Get a show like that one day at one time. I think the Education Nation or
the
something.
Education
like that.
Nation, yeah.
You
know,
we really talk about how teachers are really undervalued and underappreciated.
Yeah. I respect and to this day there's several teachers that
teachers,
I
man.
Always
yeah.
to this day like I said
yeah.
There's at least three or four or five teachers that by the grace of the Creator that I'm grateful for that they came into my life when they did and they helped to shape my understanding and my take on life and everything else. So you know this is kind of the serious part of the show, but you know, I'm very grateful. You know, a lot of these teachers, they helped to guide me. Mm-hmm. One of them was Mr. Gonzalez and Several others, Mr. Gonzalez, Mr. Vasquez, Mr. Pavone, you know, reaching out to them, man, because, you know, these were, and my high school friends, you know who they are. So Mr. Stewart also, this is from junior high school back in the Bronx, you know, I'm very grateful. Mr. Stewart, I know he passed away a few years ago.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's so many people that are influential. And a lot of times when you're a youngster, you don't necessarily, you're not grateful for the things that these adults are telling you and the way that they're trying to guide
you.
You know, you're just a knucklehead running around.
That's right, man. We had a lot of mentors back then.
Yeah.
We were mischievous.
They cared.
They cared about it. They
actually cared.
It's a different generation of life and living. We'll do another show on that or something.
Yeah, we have
some
to.
Point. We have to.
Definitely have to. So with that in mind, just to wrap things up, tell me a little bit about, you know, what are your thoughts on the
Mortification Nation. You know, we can spend hours talking about embarrassing situations, mischievous things that we all did when we were younger, and how it made us feel and how embarrassed we were or how mortified we were. Like when I pass gas in an elevator and people
walk, it was me.
And people walk into the elevator and I thought I was going to be alone. And I face up, hey, it was me. I'm just getting out of the open. They're like, oh, that was nasty. I'm so sorry. So embarrassing things. People don't take yourself too serious.
Yeah.
They say laughter is the best medicine.
Very, very,
so
very true.
So, where possible, enjoy yourself some laughter, whether it be comedy, whether it be something that makes you laugh, something that makes you smile. Because we live such a short life in the sojourn on this planet that, you know what?
Very true.
Everything with a beginning has an end. And very it is true. Good to enjoy what life has to offer. If you cannot laugh at yourself, if you cannot be humorous about things, if you cannot feel embarrassed about yourself, life is then too serious for you.
Very, very
be
true.
Be happy. Laugh. Smile, because it takes more muscles. It creates a better quality of life for you to laugh and to smile than it is to be bitter or to be angry.
Yeah, I think it takes a lot more energy. Yeah, it drains you.
Yeah, it drains you.
It drains you to be that kind of
smile.
Person.
We can be happy. You know what? We can be childlike, but childishness is something different. So we have to laugh at ourselves. Anyway, how's it for you?
For me, I'm just I'm grateful that I survived out of those things.
Yeah, we survived,
you know,
right?
And in retrospect, you know, just there were so many instances when it helped me to not take myself seriously because I managed to survive all these different things. You know, I can't remember who it was that said a day that goes by without you laughing is a wasted day or something along those lines. I'm paraphrasing somewhere. I'm sure that one of you can look it up and let us know. But, you know, we have to laugh. We need to have a reason. In this world, there's so many reasons for us to cry. We need to find reasons to laugh. We have to.
To laugh and to smile.
You know, because at the end of the day, there's a lot of things that are outside of our hands, things that we cannot change.
You got no control over it.
Yeah, we cannot change.
How we respond to it. Yeah. That's all we can do.
That's all we can do. Yeah. So I'm very grateful that I'm still alive. I'm very grateful that we have this show, that we're able to reach out to so many of you, and that you guys are able to come back to us and give us some feedback. We're truly grateful for that. So, and part of that is because we don't take ourselves as seriously.
Yeah,
as
we always got something to say, man. Always something. Anyway, good peoples.
Thank you so much for tuning in.
Thank you so much.
Please do share.
Light and life.
Sharing is caring.
Sharing is caring, man.
Sharing is caring. Peace and love.
Peace and love, good people in Buena Vista.